The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. So just yesterday, we heard the story of the Good Samaritan. And I said, there is a story whose message you cannot hear too often. Okay. Here's another story whose message you cannot hear too much, and it's the story of Martha and Mary. And the message of this story is the importance of being over doing. It's an absolute spiritual basic, and let me tell you, in the U.S. of A., we got it completely backwards. It's the importance of being over doing. Why is that a spiritual basic? The reason why is because the most important thing in life are your relationships. In fact, you could say that your relationships are the only important thing in your life, and everything else in your life exists to be at the service of your relationships. And the most important relationship you have is with God Almighty. Okay, now tell me if this isn't the truth. In your relationships, being is so much more important than doing. Being trumps doing every time. Let me share a little story with you here this morning that helped make this clear. Okay, went to visit a friend not so very long ago, someone I hadn't seen for years, and she invited me over to her house, and we were going to catch up. And so I went over to her house, and let me tell you, everything in the dinner was perfect. The hors d'oeuvres were hot and crispy, and with the most wonderful aroma, and the drinks were cold, and everything was... And let me tell you, the dinner was perfect, and the salad was crispy, and the meal was perfectly prepared on beautiful china and flatware, and let me tell you, it was a marvel of engineering that she put all this together. And the husband leans over and says to me, "This is how she shows you that she cares." You know the troubles with that dinner? She and I never got to sit down and talk. She's running back and forth. She's serving the perfect meal. And if I had my choice, I'd rather order out pizza on paper plates and talk. See the importance, the absolute importance of being overdoing in relationships. Another small example. Back in the seminary, I used to worry, what am I going to say when I go to the hospital and someone's just had a death, right, and there's some tragedy? What am I going to do? You know what I discovered? I discovered the great wisdom of that philosopher Woody Allen, who said that 90% of life is just showing up. Doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you do. What matters is that you're there. It matters that you care. Once again, being overdoing. Mary understood that. That's why Jesus praises Mary right here. Nothing wrong with serving. Nothing wrong with hard work. Nothing wrong with what Martha's doing. It's just that in relationships, there's something more important. There's the better part. Mary chose it, and God wants you to choose it too. Okay, so here's an ironic twist. How then do we do that? Can I give you one little thought, just one little thought, to help us to be in our Lord's presence? Thought comes from a spiritual master, an author named Brother Lawrence, who I hope you've heard of. He wrote a book several centuries ago called the practice of the presence of God. And what Brother Lawrence said is that if you want to be in the Lord's presence, like Mary was, he says there's two temptations you want to avoid. You want to avoid what he calls the temptation to the other and the temptation to the great. The temptation to the other is when you think to yourself, if only I were in an other place with other people, in other circumstances, rather than right here where the good Lord has put me, well, then things would all go well for me. That's the temptation to the other. The temptation to the great is when you say, well, you know, if only I was doing great things, important things, newsworthy things, rather than these boring, ordinary things that God has given me, well, then everything would go well. God in his providence has placed you right here in this place, in this time, with these people, and we want to learn to see his presence and rejoice in his providence right where he's placed us. Brother Lawrence's very good example for how to live in the Lord's presence, with the reminder that if you can't find God in the ordinary circumstances of life, you can't find him at all, because that's where he's found. So, you know, a little wisdom here from Martha and Mary. Let's stop trying to fit God into our lives and begin rather to work on fitting our lives into God, practicing his presence, being in his presence. It's the greater part. And as our Lord told us, that will not be taken away from you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Denis and his companions, pray for us.